Welcome back, folks. I'm sorry to jump on the music. I can't wait. The reason I couldn't find this gal, Charlene's name, is because it's buried down here in the following statement. I have 31 counts against Sam and Tim Turner awaiting trial. And the list is long. 31 counts. That reminds me of when they drag you folks into court, especially in federal court, and they say, I've got 20 counts right here on my desk, and you're going to you're facing 25 years in prison. I suggest, Charlene, I don't know why people take such offense at good men and women simply attempting to bring people to a remedy. No one's asked a dollar. No one's asked you to do anything. We've offered to you to join up and form up if you would like. We've taken all the risk on ourselves. So I don't know why people find that offensive. I really have no idea. I can't compute it. My brain doesn't wrap around that at all. But I know we get lots of emails like that saying, we're going to put you on trial, this and that. And presumably it comes from people in some form of assembly or contrived grand jury. So, Charlene, you execute those charges. You take them to the sheriff and have the sheriff contact him and I, and we'll see about making sure that there is an arrest in the case. Or sit back, spend some time with your children if you have any, grandchildren if you have any, and enjoy the benefits as the plan unfolds. And if Tim and myself and Regan and Tom are off the wall, or we were grossly mistaken, and none of this ever happens, what's been lost? What exactly has been lost here? No trips to anywhere, no seminars, no money spent, no contributions, no solicitations for money, nothing. What has it cost anyone? Hopefully, and I've said this from the very beginning when I went public, hopefully the very act of bringing forth material and information is educational, so people improve their act. And if the four of us died tomorrow, there would be plenty of competent people at this point to bring the remedy home. And isn't that a success in and of itself? All right. So point number, now I don't remember. Dan, maybe you can whisper in my ear. Did I read four or five? Have I read four? All right. My producer's telling me I read four. Very good. So let's move on to five. I apologize again for my memory, folks. Five, no member of the sovereign people shall be subjected to prosecution by the state without all due process of law, all judgments of the same to err in all cases in favor of due process. Number six, no member of the sovereign people shall be subjected to trespass, intimidation, coercion, or criminal or quasi-criminal prosecution by a corporation in name or substance. Upon abatement for defect in the person of the plaintiff or defendant, any such action is instantly void, such abatement not being subject to discretion, impairment, or denial by any official, judicial, or otherwise. Back to common law, basically. A corporation cannot prosecute us. You cannot prosecute us under statutes contrived for territories. You cannot operate outside the Constitution anywhere, because the Lord won't allow it. It's repugnant to humanity. And if you do any of these things, we will abate it and it's done. We don't need your discretion. Number seven, no arrest, and we're going to put some teeth in that, as you'll see soon, folks. Number seven, no arrest of the property, freeholdings, or interests of a member of the sovereign people shall be imposed or executed other than on the order of a proper de jure court claiming jurisdiction at full liability of the officers of the said court. You want to prove jurisdiction or claim that you have it? You best be prepared to accept the liability by way of the bond that you offered when you accepted that office. If you want to know about how bonds work, read the Judiciary Act of 1789, skim ahead to Section 27, and read how a marshal, not a U.S. marshal, a marshal of the district court is bonded. Very interesting. A suitor comes in, a freeholder comes in and posts money with the judge. So no arrest of the property, freeholdings, or interest, blah, blah, blah. shall be imposed other than on the order of a proper de jure court claiming jurisdiction at full liability of the officers of the said court, comma, on presentment brought to the court by a grand jury of proper jurisdiction acting on a sworn affidavit, solemn affirmation, or solemn testimony of the injured party having firsthand knowledge of the specific allegations rather than information and belief. No more does a cop sit there, look at a promissory note and says, I think this is a bogus instrument. And then he writes on an affidavit based upon information and belief because I've got 10 years on the force. I think he's in violation of such and such statutes. What a crock of you know what. Who devised such a system? Well, obviously the Bar Association. That a man can pull it out of a hat whenever he wants it. He can indict a pregnant woman for being pregnant if he wants. He can tell her, I'm placing you under arrest. She can say, you can't do that. I have a baby. And now he can arrest her for obstructing the arrest. There's no end to the foolishness under equity. And we're stopping it right here in Article 7. No more information and belief. Or by an agent, or the presentment is brought to the court by the grand jury on a sworn affidavit, or a sworn affidavit of the injured party with firsthand knowledge. And it goes on to say, or by an agent or agents thereof having such firsthand knowledge if the injured party is incapacitated, and a sworn affidavit. In other words, not just the injured party, but now you're going to need additional information. Sworn affidavit, solemn affirmation, or solemn testimony of two witnesses to the alleged crimes having firsthand knowledge thereof, or if such witnesses not be available, upon due consideration of all, not some, of the available facts and evidence by the said grand jury, numbering no less than 24 men and or women, and by unanimous consent thereof. So the days we stop the cops, and now we stop the prosecutor from walking in and compelling you to cast witness by stating your name. Excuse me, if I were to state my name, would I not be confessing to being a legal fiction? And would that not place you in violation of Article 7 of the Manifesto of Rights in Law, and therefore be a crime against mankind? And it goes on to say, no party of interest shall be denied access to the grand jury if such access is requested. So the era of the grand jury being under arrest of the prosecutor is over. Number eight, the judicial power, or shortly will be. Number eight, the judicial power and jurisdiction of any and all adjudicating bodies convened under Article 2 of the Constitution for the United States of America, 1787, or under any other article or article of amendment other than Article 3 thereof, sorry, I'm proofreading as I go, shall be limited to employees of the United States who elect to submit to the said jurisdiction. In other words, no one could be prosecuted under any article other than Article 3, other than an employee of the United States who elects to submit to the said jurisdiction after full disclosure, comma, agencies of the United States, in other words, they can be prosecuted under Article 2, and or members of the armed forces of the United States of America, and such bodies shall in all cases be named in a manner that does not imply United States judicial power or reservation of any judicial power with respect to the people, semicolon, false judicial advertising comprising the high crime against mankind of criminal false impersonation of a judicial officer. The day when they call an administrative court or a workers' comp administrative body a court and call them judges is over. Number nine. Judicial warrants shall not be issued frivolously. I know it's open to interpretation, and we're going to improve upon that in a moment, but it's a first step. and only upon a sworn affidavit, solemn affirmation, or solemn testimony of the injured party having firsthand knowledge. And that goes on to describe what I read up above. It has to be the firsthand party, or if the firsthand party is not available, two witnesses, or the firsthand party and two witnesses. And if they're not available, it has to be all of the evidence, not part of the evidence. Or a warrant can be issued in the case of reasonable belief of imminent threat to life. No warrant shall be executed without exhibition of the warrant and opportunity for examination by the intended party, other than in the event of imminent threat to life. Semicolon. Trespass on divine rights being valued above the need for evidentiary gathering by the state. You hear that, folks? No longer does their right to kick in your door somehow in this warped, bizarre perversion of the Constitution amount to having greater value. What do they call it on Law and Order? Probative value to the state outweighs your right to privacy. Well, the hell it does. And we're stating it here, and we will enforce it. And here's how we enforce it. Defects in a warrant render it instantly void, and all subsequent efforts to execute such a void trespass shall comprise a tort, assault, and other crimes which apply to similar behavior conducted without the veil of color of law. We'll be back to put the teeth into the manifesto.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your